1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. 15 ISIS militants are dead after a raid earlier this week in western Iraq conducted by U.S. and Iraqi forces. Some U.S. personnel were injured in that operation, though all are in stable condition, according to a defense official. Dr. Mark Chavez, one of the doctors charged in connection with actor Matthew Perry's death, has appeared before a federal judge in Los Angeles after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. Defense attorney Dr. Matt Bininger says that includes giving up his medical license.
He is incredibly remorseful what happened, not just because it happened to Matthew Perry, but because it happened to a patient.
The historic summer travel season roars to a close this Labor Day weekend. Speaking to ABC affiliate WSOC, traveler Kelsey Smith says she made sure to get to the airport early.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm a seasoned traveler. I did a lot of traveling at the beginning of the year, so I feel prepared.
This is ABC News. A 14-year-old boy is now dead after an SUV struck a boat trailer that was pulled over on the side of the road in Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Two others are currently in the hospital. The CEO of CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity firm behind that massive outage of Windows computers last month, is now set to testify on Capitol Hill about that incident. George Kurtz will speak to the House Homeland Security Committee on September 24th. California Governor Gavin Newsom is celebrating the launch of a first-in-the-nation hydrogen hub in Oakland. It's part of the Biden administration's investment from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. Newsom praised the investment, saying it will move the whole country toward a greener future.
It was about common sense, clean air, clean water. It was about a mindset of sustainability, not a situational mindset. It wasn't about extraction. It was, again, about going far, and it was about going far together.
I'm Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All over the state this weekend, law enforcement will be cracking down on drunk driving. Every year over Labor Day weekend, authorities participate in the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign. Police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will all be part of extra patrols. With the prevalence of rideshare apps in many places, it's never been easier to get a safe ride home. And as a last resort, AAA is offering free tows all weekend. And if you'll be out on the water at all this weekend, please wear a life jacket. According to the Department of Natural Resources, 13 people have died on the water so far this season, and 9 of them weren't wearing life vests. Remember, under state law, you need to have one available for every person on board. And not just any life jacket, it needs to be one that fits them. Officials say alcohol and poor decision-making are the two biggest contributing factors to death on the water. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won their final preseason game 30-7 over the Baltimore Ravens, Green Bay finishing with a preseason record of 2 wins and 1 loss. On defense, the Packers had 4 takeaways, including linebacker Christian Welch, who once played for the Ravens and is a native of Iola, Wisconsin, head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break. break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
Who's going to be the Packers kicker? Greg Olsen and Anders Carlson both had field goals from beyond 50 yards out. Then Carlson missed wide right from just 32 yards out.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder. And then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
Baseball, Brewers and the A's tonight in Oakland. The Crew winning last night 11-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, one of the great writers of our era, one of the great journalists, is nonfiction, best-selling books, The Big Short, The Blind Side, The Big Risk. Now, Michael Lewis has a new book out, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. That would be Sam Bankman-Fried, I believe it's... Michael, welcome back to the program. It's great having you with us. This is just an amazing book. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, Tom. And I got to say, I really appreciate what you were reading before I just came on. This question of the public good and people not understanding what it is, and the kind of systematic gutting of the public good. I mean, the Fifth Risk, the book you just mentioned, you know, there is a long section about the Trump administration's attempt to essentially privatize the National Weather Service. And if you start thinking that through, it's like the ultimate public good, knowing the weather. We all know the weather, sure. And we all get the same weather reports and all that. But if instead you sort of like, you get the tornado warning you pay for.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a dystopia is where you end. You end up in this place where nobody wants to live.
Absolutely. That was, by the way, for our listeners on Sirius XM and on our commercial stations around the country who were hearing a news break during that time. On our nonprofit stations, we read a book report. So that was from, I forget what the book was, but anyway.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Anyway.
But let's get to your book here, Michael. This is, first of all, how did you hook up with Sam and you know, what got you started, you know, going down the trail of this story?
This falls into the category of extraordinary journalistic luck. I had a friend on Wall Street who called me in the end of 2021, fall of 21, and said, we're about to do a business deal with this new crypto exchange called FTX. We want to exchange shares with them because it's the fastest growing financial business we've ever seen. But we got this problem. The guy who runs it, Sam Bankman-Fried, nobody knows who he is. He's on the cover of Forbes magazine and he has $22 billion. But I know nobody who knows him. Could you sit down with him and just give me a sense of who you think he is? So I sat down, for not thinking I was going to write a book or anything. I sat down with this guy, and the stuff that was coming out of his mouth all turned out to be true. I have to say that was just so incredible that I said, I got to move. I'd love to kind of watch you for a while. And so I spent many months like interviewing around his business, getting to know him, not quite sure what the story was, except that his fingerprints were everywhere. I mean, he was one of the biggest donors in American politics. Tom Brady was palling around with him. Shaquille O'Neal wanted to go into business with him. 100 venture capitalists had invested in him. All of big Wall Street banks wanted to be kind of in bed with him. It was amazing. He was sitting in the center of the universe. They didn't have a story. And then it blew up. Yeah. And I just happened to be on site when it blew up.
Yeah.
And So I had a ringside seat that I didn't really earn.
It's a truly remarkable story. You said some of the things he was saying were just amazing and were true. Give us some
examples.
I'll
give you an example. He was in the process of negotiating through Donald Trump's people with the possibility of paying Donald Trump not to run for president. They're at $5 billion.
Really?
Yes, they really.
Wow.
And it was even better at that moment, just after that moment. I give you an example of how in Trump's head his political operation was. There was a primary at the time in the Missouri Senate. Two Republican candidates, one named Eric Greitens, another named Eric Schmidt. And Greitens was, both named Eric, Greitens was an election denier and very Trumpy. And Schmidt was more reasonable. And Sam's political operation was trying to prevent Trump from jumping into the race and endorsing Greitens, the Trumpier candidate. Hmm. And they dreamed up, I watched this happen. But he was telling me about this. It hadn't happened yet. When I first met him, he was telling me about this. They had this idea they're going to get Trump to just come out on Truth Social and say, I'm for Eric in Missouri, without specifying which Eric he was for. And they were going to sell it to Trump as, look, no matter which Eric wins, you can say you backed him. And plus, it'll be really funny and it'll be a meme on social media. And sure enough, like 2 weeks later, Trump comes out and says, I'm for Eric.
Wow.
So, that's just his, I mean, the political life was one thing. It was the financial life, which is what was so extraordinary.
Yeah.
They'd started this business from scratch just, you know, like 18 months before, and venture capitalists had valued it at $40 billion. And I had people who were like very serious Silicon Valley investors telling me they thought this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, might be the world's first trillionaire. So the numbers were just insane. And it wasn't that it was fraud at that moment. It wasn't that they were just making up the numbers. They essentially opened a casino, right? That's what an exchange is, a casino for cryptocurrency trading. And the volume and the level of activity was so great, and they took a little slice out of each bet, each trade. Sure. It was a really pretty simple, profitable business.
Isn't that kind of what Fidelity and Schwab do?
No, it's more like what the New York Stock Exchange does. Okay. It's they just facilitate transactions,
right.
But crypto is it's essentially a gambler's market, and it's a huge, huge global market. I mean, it's a $2 trillion market right now.
Whoa.
And you got people trading in and out all the time, and they pay you a little bit for each of the trades. You do quite well, and so he had a viable business that he proceeded to screw up. And I walked into. I'm going to give you another example of kind of like what caught my eye right at the beginning. There was no organization. I mean, it was a business that had just started. I said, who's the CFO? He said, I don't need a CFO, chief financial officer. I said, why not? He says, I'm in charge of the money and I know where it is. I don't understand why anybody needs a CFO. And I thought that's real odd. And I said, well, what about, could I just like get an organization chart just to see who does what there? And he says, we don't have one of those either. And I later found out, this is in the book. You can actually open the book and see that in the inside of the jacket flap. The only organization chart for FTX, which had hundreds of employees, was one that was assembled through psychotherapy sessions by the corporate shrink with all the employees, because they were all so disturbed that they didn't know what their job titles were, who their bosses were. And so the shrink had secretly created the organization chart. And that seemed to me a bit of a metaphor for the whole operation. It was a bit of an insane asylum.
So who was Sam before he started FTX? And how did he start FTX? What's the origin story of this?
It's a great question. He is, you know, I dug quite a bit into his childhood. He's a child of two Stanford law professors, beloved on the Stanford campus, the tax law professors. They're academics. They aren't of this world. And he grew up, he himself, incredibly socially isolated, like awkward. I mean, he's recently been diagnosed with autism, but wasn't diagnosed as a kid. And he, you know, when I said, can I like introduce me to some people who knew you when you were a kid, he said, basically, there isn't anybody. And basically, there wasn't. So he grew up in this, and he had obvious, he was aware of obvious cognitive problems, like he didn't feel things he noticed other people felt. And he didn't, he had little things like, or not so little things, like he didn't know, he didn't make facial expressions when he was talking to people. He had to learn with a mirror.
That sounds like an Aspie.
Yeah, extreme, yeah. Extreme.
Yeah.
And so this person, no one would have predicted this person would end up in a social role. What he was good at math and games. Mm. And he went to MIT, and out of MIT, because of the way Wall Street has become, he was sort of like identified, you know, handpicked out of MIT by a high frequency trading firm to trade, to do automated trading on Wall Street. And he was extremely good at it. And so he starts, you know, by the age of 24, he's being paid whatever, $500,000 or something, to trade in the financial markets. And what he's doing is looking for inefficiencies to exploit, like little ones. Like you might be able to buy IBM stock on an Indian exchange for $100 and sell it at the same time on an American exchange for $101. That's a crude example, but that kind of thing. Hmm. And doing this, he looks out in the world, and this is 2014, mm-hmm. and says, my God, the most inefficient market in the world is cryptocurrency. That you can buy a Bitcoin in the United States for $100 and sell it for $150 in Japan at the same time. Hmm. And none of our kind of thinking, our trading types are in it. So that's how he gets, this is the beginning of him and his fortune is that. He leaves his Wall Street firm and he starts a firm just to trade in cryptocurrency, doing the kinds of technical, smart things that Wall Street traders now do.
So he saw an opportunity. We're talking with Michael Lewis. The new book is Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. Michael, can you stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to dive a little deeper here. So we'll be right back with Michael in just a moment here. The book Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon, it is just an extraordinary story of a fascinating man who is now in prison. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talking with Michael Lewis, the author of The Big Short, The Blind Side, The Big Risk, and his latest book, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, yeah. Which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Between 1920 and 1980, America went from the middle class being about 10 or 12% of us up to being over 60% of us. What drove that was high taxation. High tax rates. Woodrow Wilson had 91% income tax rate. Franklin Roosevelt, 90% income top income tax rate. Lyndon Johnson dropped it down to 74%. But from that, throughout that entire period of time, with the exception of the Roaring Twenties, this is a brief little 10-year period, 12-year period, the top income tax rate was in the neighborhood of 74 to 90%. And what that did was it caused really rich people to leave their money in their businesses and pay their workers well. And that produced the middle class. Reagan came along and dropped that top tax rate down to 25% and then 27%, and it's now in the 30s, and that's what killed the middle class. We need to bring back these high taxes. There's a whole article about it at HartmanReport.com. Will the morbidly rich ever go back to being good citizens? Check it out. With Michael Lewis about his brilliant new book, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. And we've just got a couple of minutes here to wrap this up, Michael. We kind of established who Sam Bankman-Fried was and what Bitcoin is. So how did he go from nothing to being one of the richest men in the world, and then the whole thing collapsed around him? And apparently, from reading your book, you know, you've got a part in there where you talk about how many of the people who worked with him and who relied on him just kind of lost everything. And yet at the very end, after he went to jail and everything, it looked like all the money came back. I mean, what am I missing here?
You kind of summarized it beautifully there. So let me do the cliff notes. The cliff notes are this exchange he started gets valued by venture capitalists at $40 billion. He owns 60% of it. So there you have, you already have his kind of net worth. It's the problem is the crypto exchange, unlike, say, the New York Stock Exchange, is also functions as a kind of bank. The people who are trading on the exchange have to leave their Bitcoin there, deposit their money there, and it's held supposedly in cold storage. The exchange is not supposed to do anything with it. And what Sam did with it is he moved the money into his private trading firm that preexisted the exchange. And effectively, this starts where he starts using the customer money kind of June of 2022. uses it to fund a big venture capital portfolio. So makes lots of investments with him without asking anyone's permission. Now, this has obviously the potential to lose everybody's money. And when people discovered that their money wasn't in coal storage, there was a run on the exchange, and he didn't have the cash to repay them. All he had was this pile of investments he'd made. And it was presumed in the very beginning that the pile of investments was just worthless, and that it had just torched like $10 billion worth of customers' money. Instead, the investments he made have turned out to be worth, at last count, $16 billion. So the bankruptcy is very weird. For bankruptcy, an awkward position of having more money than they need to repay the depositors who lost their money. They're getting all their money back with interest. But from the legal system's point of view, that's a matter of indifference, that the judge in Sam's case said he wouldn't even let the jury hear the fact that that customers were going to get their money back. He said, look, you put it at risk and it could have gone to zero. It's as good as if you stolen it. So he was treated as a thief of $10 billion. In fact, the outcome is not that. The outcome is everybody's getting their money back with interest. But he was sentenced to 25 years in jail.
Without possibility of parole,
it's a federal crime. No, he can get, I think, 15% of his. He can get down to about 22 with good behavior. But uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And we've got about a minute left here, Michael. Any chance that he's going to get out before then? I mean, and what jail is he in?
He's the distinction between jail and prison. They send you to prison.
Yeah.
He's in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, which is jail, and right. Probably going to go somewhere on the West Coast for prison when they finally send him away. They're waiting for his appeal to be heard. And there's the only way he gets out is if he gets a presidential pardon, and it's kind of hard to see that happen.
Wow. Although, if Trump becomes president, apparently he was negotiating with him, right?
That's a very funny idea.
I think it's pretty bizarre. It's kind of a scary idea, actually. I mean, I'm not scared of Sam Bankman-Fried, but I'd really rather Trump didn't become president.
So I think that Sam's chances of getting out are not great.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to make the best of his new situation.
Yeah, that's got to be tough for an autistic kid to be, and a young man to be in prison. That's, I would not want to be in his shoes. Well, it's a remarkable work, Michael. And I got any movie? Is this going to be made into a movie?
It appears so. Apple bought it, and they've got a really talented, I'm not allowed to say who she is, but an unbelievably talented, distinguished writer and director creating it right now.
That is so cool. Michael Lewis, the new book is Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. And check it out. It's really brilliant. It reads like a novel. Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Great talking to you. Yeah, good talking. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average, and waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. 15 ISIS militants are dead after a raid earlier this week in western Iraq conducted by U.S. and Iraqi forces. Some U.S. personnel were injured in that operation, though all are in stable condition, according to a defense official. Dr. Mark Chavez, one of the doctors charged in connection with actor Matthew Perry's death, has appeared before a federal judge in Los Angeles after reaching a plea deal with prosecutors. Defense attorney Dr. Matt Bininger says that includes giving up his medical license.
He is incredibly remorseful what happened, not just because it happened to Matthew Perry, but because it happened to a patient.
The historic summer travel season roars to a close this Labor Day weekend. Speaking to ABC affiliate WSOC, traveler Kelsey Smith says she made sure to get to the airport early.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm a seasoned traveler. I did a lot of traveling at the beginning of the year, so I feel prepared.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere. And then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include speaker
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the 4-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week.
Currently at 62 degrees.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Investigated it starting in 2018, but in 2019, Attorney General Bill Barr shut down the investigation. This is not the first time he has done this. He also shut down the investigation into the Iran-Contra affair, where the Reagan campaign was paying Iran with weaponry to hold the hostages to screw Jimmy Carter. There's an op-ed about it over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, "When Will Bill Barr Be Brought to Justice?" Check it out. Past the hour. Is Trump buying ads in South Florida just so he can see himself on TV? This is an interesting story. I just want to share it with you very briefly, and then I'll pick up your calls. Donald Trump has spent $47,000 this week on television ads in Palm Beach County, now, which is where he lives. Palm Beach County is like 60%, 70% Democratic. There's no way that he's going to pick up any votes in Palm Beach County. So why would he run these ads? And the assumption of the media was that it's vanity, that he just wants to see himself on TV. But I don't think he watches TV that much. I think he probably watches Fox News, but these were, local ads on local TV. Turns out people who really know what's going on say what's really going on is that Trump, these ads are designed to make Trump seem, bigger than life for the billionaires who live in Palm Beach County, who are Trump donors, to keep them on board, to make them feel like, oh, yeah, this guy's doing something. He did the same thing back in Washington, D.C. in 2020. He spent almost $1 million in the D.C. market, which is, 80, 90% Democratic. And that, again, was to tickle the enthusiasm of the very wealthy people in Washington, D.C., and his political allies. So, there's some strategy here, just FYI. All right, so what's on your mind today? Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, this might be more than you can explain concisely, but here's what I don't get. So the First Amendment to the Constitution prohibits Congress from making any laws that respect an establishment of religion. And if I understand it correctly, the states have to, their constitutions have to comply with the national constitution. So how is it that Florida and Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, how are all these states incorporating religion into their public institutions without it being, against the supreme law of the land?
Well, I think it is. I mean, we saw this debate with Roy Moore, but the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It doesn't say state governments may not, although I think it's been interpreted that way. Devon, that's a really good question that kind of a technical slice and dice the Constitution that I don't know the answer to.
Good. I feel better. Because I don't get it either, man. I don't get it. But shouldn't someone in DOJ, like Merrick Garland that we pay so much money to, shouldn't someone be, investigating investigating this? Should someone be pursuing?
If it truly is a violation of the if it truly is a violation of the Constitution, and I know that there is a lawsuit against against Oklahoma right now, you know, for posting the Ten Commandments in their schools. And I'm guessing that there will be a lawsuit out of Florida. I'm not aware of any right now, but I would be surprised if something doesn't come out of, you know, what Ron DeSantis is doing, which will eventually bring this before the Supreme Court, where it probably will be decided. Although, you know, with the people on the Supreme Court right now, they may well conclude that Congress is only Congress. It doesn't apply to the states. So I don't know.
I guess it doesn't have to be in the state constitution for them to introduce religion into the school.
Many state constitutions outlaw that. Many state constitutions mirror the federal constitution. And you know, religion is also mentioned elsewhere in the federal constitution. There's the, you know, no person shall have a religious or there shall be no religious test for serving office or for being an employee of the federal government. But again, that I'm not sure that this, you know, what we're talking about here is a religious test. It sounds like it's more... You know, how do you run your schools? And, you know, when the Constitution was written, there weren't public schools, so it wasn't even an issue. So Clarence Thomas would say, it doesn't matter. So, yeah.
We got to fix this mess big time come November 5th.
You betcha. You betcha. Devon, thank you. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, how's Maine? What's up?
Hi, Jane. Tom, it's a beautiful day today.
Oh, wonderful.
I have two very important things. The first one is I'm baffled that highly educated Yale and Harvard graduates can vote for Trump.
Yeah.
It's as if they don't recognize bad character when they see it.
Well, what they do recognize is tax cuts.
Yes, yes. And so that was what I was about to say. I think I answered my own question. It's about money.
What they don't realize, though, Jane, and what's so weird, is that the Trump tax cuts didn't do much at all for people who earn $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, even $600,000 or $700,000 a year, which is those people that you're talking about, the people who went to Yale and got, you know, their law degrees and advanced degrees and you know, climbing, you know, business and industry. They're making, you know, they're not billionaires. They're probably millionaires. You know, they probably accumulated several million dollars, but they're not really morbidly rich. They're just well-to-do and are wealthy. And they're still paying 40-45% income taxes. You know, they're still getting screwed, whereas Jeff Bezos is paying income tax on $70,000 a year in income, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, well, and my other comment about them is they're not noble people. These are not noble, high-minded people. The other thing I want to talk about is that Maine just did a contest to redesign the state flag, and there were many entries, and the one that won is a white background with a pine tree right in the center and a star to the left. It looks exactly like the Ascent to Heaven flag, which they say is a white supremacist flag.
Oh, really?
What do you think?
I thought the doesn't the original Maine flag have a pine tree on it?
Yes, but it doesn't have a white background, and it has a picture of a soldier, and it has like four things in
it. That's kind of a little coat of arms kind of thing, isn't it?
It looks nothing like the new design, and I can't. And there were many entries. I can't believe they chose that one. It looks just like the white supremacist flag.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, Maine's a pretty white state.
Yeah, but look at our governor, and we still can have access to female health care. So,
well, maybe it'll backfire. You know, if it is the appeal to heaven flag, or if it looks very much like it, it might strip from the appeal to heaven flag its meaning. People would look at that flag in the future and go, hey, why are you flying the Maine state flag?
Yeah.
So,
okay,
you know,
well,
it could blow up their faces.
Hope.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks a lot, Jane. Good talking to you. David in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A couple of things. First of all, thank you for telling me about the book, A Woman of No Importance. That was the best page turner I've had in years. I loved it.
Great.
And Also, quick public service announcement. Are you familiar with bluevoter.org?
I'm not. But I can look at it while we're talking.
Yes, please. Bluevoter.org. The origin story for this is amazing. It's an incredible public service. A guy retired from his career as an MD, as a doctor, put together a website. You enter your zip code, and it shows you
That's not the website. I'm getting a, this page is under construction, coming soon.
Ouch. It comes up when I've typed bluevoter.org in the past,
yeah.
And I've used it.
Well, it's not working for me.
Democratic.
I've got the bluevoterguide.org. That's the Oregon Democratic Voting Guide. I'm not.
The one
that
I'm thinking of is for all 50 states, and it even shows you who the judges are.
There's a vote blue.
And the references form.
There's a vote blue dot win. But that's not working. So let's not confuse people with it, David.
I got to
move along. I'm sorry. Sam in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question earlier. There was I read an affidavit where Trump and Feinstein or Goldstein,
Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, yeah.
Epstein, yes, had a 13-year-old that they allegedly raped and molested this child. But in that, of course, in that there was another victim in there by the name of Maria. Mm-hmm. Maria said, at least Jane Doe in the pleading said that Maria came up missing and nobody knows where she is. And I couldn't find anything on the existence of Maria. Was Maria killed? Did she just vanish? Or do you have an idea what happened to Maria?
I don't. I know that the 13-year-old girl who has been identified and is now a young adult, she actually filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump. She told her whole story. The affidavit is available. That's probably what you read, Sam. And then Trump sued her for libel, as I recall. And she realized at that point that, going public, and she started getting all these death threats and things in her family. And so she just backed out. She just said, that's it, I'm out of here. And has not chosen to pursue this since then. But the other person involved, this Maria, I know nothing about, Sam. I'm sorry. I'm not a real scholar of Donald Trump's, sexual escapades here. So I'm sorry. I can't help you. Sam, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too, He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You know, all across America, families are in mourning. Their parents and grandparents, particularly the men in their lives, have been stolen from them by the right-wing hate and rage machine, particularly Fox so-called news. Jen Senko produced a movie. It's called A Brainwashing of My Dad, about losing her own father to Fox so-called news. It was also made into a book. But now comes along Tim Walz. And Tim Walz is like everybody's dad, everybody's grandpa. He's the grandpa that you wish could sit down with your grandpa, who's been indoctrinated by Fox News, and kind of wake him up out of the trance. He's the dad the people who grew up in dysfunctional families wish they had. He's just a normal guy. You know, he joined the Army National Guard right out of high school. He rose up to Commander Sergeant Major. He became a top advocate for America's vets. He went to college, got his master's degree, taught high school social studies. He's a good man. He smiles. His students love him. There's a whole op-ed about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 8 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Deanna in Coconut Creek, Florida. Hey, Deanna, what's up?
Hi. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the Trump machine is trying to use the Dred Scott decision to remove Kamala Harris.
Yes, I was going to write about that for today's article, and then this thing blew up, down in Texas where they're going after the Hispanic people. So, but I'm probably going to write that article this afternoon. It's incredible. They're saying that because Dred Scott said that black people aren't citizens in 1856, because the Supreme Court said that, therefore Kamala Harris can't run for president because she's not a citizen.
Right. And since there's never been a Supreme Court decision to...
Yeah, there's never been a formal repudiation of it.
Exactly. And so we know that, yeah, in Texas, Abbott removed a million people yesterday, and I've been trying to mobilize people who I know to check their voter registration. But I'm very excited to read what you're writing on it, because it's a...
Yeah, there's a whole piece on the Texas thing over at HartmanReport.com. Deanna, thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up. I needed the reminder. Thank you. Donna in Denver. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. I just want to clarify the gentleman that was telling you about the VoteBlue.org. It does work. And
it does?
He got kind of rushed off. Yes, it does. It felt bad for him. He got, like, cut off. VoteBlue.org. You know, not...
Oh, he
not
said blue card. Voter.
I thought it said VoteBlue.org.
Okay, well, I'm at VoteBlue.org, and that does work. You're right. So
it does. Yeah, absolutely. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. Barry in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Barry, thanks for listening to KFQD. What's up?
Yes, hi. Yeah, we get you at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time here at on KFQD for 1 hour. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. And thank you. I wanted to talk about two things real quick. The first, I want to talk about third-party candidate Jill Stein. Back in 2016 on social media, I was asking the question, why was Jill Stein sitting at the RT dinner right next to Putin, along with Mike Flynn? And I got nothing but... ridicule from third-party progressives. But now I wanted to, because you called her Putin's useful idiot, I thought you might want to know that a man named Casey Michel, director of the Combating Kleptocracy Program in Human Rights Foundation, is coming out with a book accusing, with evidence, Jill Stein of being part of the big Russian interference with our election. I thought you might want to know that. Then that leads me up to the two. Yeah. I want to talk now about the upcoming election. Because you have said what I said back in 2000, that if you do the math...
Hey, Barry, if I could just pause you for just a second. One other thing I wanted to add. The thing that I find curious about Jill Stein is after the 2016 election, she raised $7 million to do a recount for Hillary Clinton and apparently never spent that money. I'm wondering where that money went.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, today,
or at least that's what I'm reading in the press. I don't know. I can't say that it's true myself, but keep going.
Okay.
We have about 30 seconds.
All right. Okay. Basically, we might have a replay of the 2000 election because he's got the third-party progressives saying, well, there's no difference.
Yeah.
And we're not going to vote for...
I don't think it's going to happen this time, Barry. I remember Ralph Nader's, the prophet really well. And for that matter, if Jill Stein had not been on the ballot in those five states in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have become president, because Jill Stein got more votes than the margin of victory that Trump had. So, you know, it's possible. It's very possible, Barry. But I have a feeling that this is going to be a wave election, that there's a tsunami coming. Thanks so much for the call, Barry. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, get out there, get active, tag You're It. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.